Yes.
Yes, sir.
Another episode, Anthony.
Yes, sir. It's another episode, another week.
I was almost certain after last week they were going to get rid of us.
They still like us, folks.
They still like us. Listen, folks, hopefully if this is your first time listening to us, this is Coffee and Cash Flow, the number one financial edutainment show in the nation. Yes, I said edutainment because we educate and entertain.
Right, that's Anthony? Right. All at the same time.
All at the same time. And we so appreciate all of our loyal listeners that's been listening and rocking with us for years. Anthony, they even followed us on Facebook.
Oh, absolutely. They right. Follow us everywhere.
Right.
Except to the bathroom.
Except to the bathroom. Well, if you got to listen to it in the bathroom, hey, do what you got to do.
Exactly.
But just don't touch your phone. How about that? Right. Anthony, we got to thank, you know, the sponsors that help us pay the bills to give you guys the thrills. We have to thank, you know, MyPillow.
Mm-hmm.
MyPillow with the promo code
Coffee.
And my store with the promo code
Cash.
Listen, folks, they've got some great deals on MyPillow and my store. Go check them out and support what Mike Lindell and the crew is doing.
It's up to 66% off. Look, if you don't get those slippers, I'm telling you, you're missing out. Those slippers and those house shoes. You're missing. My wife just loves the stuff.
My wife got me. I didn't know they were that comfortable until I told you the story.
Yep.
So our good friend Key came by. What's up, Key? So Key came by, and, you know, they had an extra pair. They shipped me.
Mm.
So they were his size.
Wow.
He tried on mine. So you got to try these shoes, these slippers on. He tried them on. He was like, oh, my goodness. Mm. So they ended up sending me another pair. I thought they were sending me. I didn't know what they were sending me. But we appreciate you, Kevin. And they sent us a pair of slippers. Key tried, he loves the slippers. He took them, was wearing them all throughout the house. I'm like, okay. But MyPillow, make sure you got that promo code Coffee and my store promo code Cash. Yeah. We also have, Anthony, low-cost airlines. Listen, folks, people are starting to now have to go back to work. So wow. If you got a chance to travel, Anthony, low-cost airlines, 1-800-430-7923. They have flights that they can't advertise. They're so cheap.
Yeah.
So I'll be using them when I go to Florida.
Yeah, I'm about to make a trip to New York, so I need some cheap flights. So I'm going to definitely check them out.
1-800-430-7923. And don't forget our veterans, folks. We always talk about we appreciate your service. We, you know, so thank you for your service. But how about thanking them and by donating a vehicle that you're no longer using that they could use, and they will take the time to fix that car up. You may even get a nice tax deduction while you do it, right, Anthony?
That's right.
So veteran car donations, 1-800-709-9174. 1-800-709-9174. And don't forget, Instashore.info.
That's right.
All of your health insurance needs. Anthony, I don't think people realize AEP is coming.
AEP is coming. Open enrollment, and even for those looking for health care, regular health care.
Right.
So we have Medicare and we have regular health insurance. So
right, the ACA compliant, ACA
right.
Health insurance. There's some outside-the-box things and strategies that he has as well. And don't forget My Virtual Docs. You know, My Virtual
That's
Docs
right.
is the virtual primary care platform, no copays, 24/7 in the moment.
And that program deals with mental health, too,
absolutely.
Right?
Mental health, behavioral health, wellness. That's important. A free pharmacy program that gives you all the diabetes medications that you could stand for. You've got a small business and you're a self-employed individual. This is a great product. You can also get it through Instashore.info, but My Virtual Docs. And we cannot forget the pet program.
That's right.
And it always reminds me about the pets.
Yes, we got to take care of our animals.
We got to take care of the animals. And so we have a new little segment that we'll bring in today. We call it, it's from our good friends, Dr. Carter and Dr. Lewis. And so what do we call this thing? We call this the Ventures of Lewis and Carter, right? And a healthcare voyage. So we'll have them on a little bit on the show. And please, next week, we've got some special guests coming on. But, Anthony, I want to get into the cup this day. And as you guys already know,
my cup runneth over.
That sounds good. Didn't you hear that, guys? Y'all hear that?
Exactly.
So, Anthony, my cup runneth over because Anthony is really good with like play on words and sort of looking at something that maybe nobody else is looking at, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this new
Inflation Reduction Act.
Mm-hmm. Anthony said IRA. I'm like, yes. Oh wow, I didn't pay attention to it. Right.
That's right.
So if you guys are, it's to be signed into law and includes multiple Medicare drug pricing reforms. So in the words of Oprah Winfrey, we're calling this show, you get a drug and you get a drug and you get a drug. But on who, Anthony?
On who? And you know, and that's the important part to recognize. You know, it's easy for politicians to spend your money, especially we've been giving away billions to, I mentioned this before, we feel for Ukraine, but when you're taking tax dollars and you're giving it away to, you know, to anybody that comes along, which to me is unconstitutional. I actually listened to a little rant today that, you know, the senator from Kentucky, Rand Paul.
Dr. Paul.
Dr. Paul, yes, he's a doctor.
He really is a fan of Dr. Fauci, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, right. But he was talking about how, you know, unconstitutional it is for government officials to take your tax dollars and give it to somebody else. Because, number one, who gives them the power to do that? That is really something else. So this IRA plan, which it's really an opposite. When you talk about playing on words, inflation reduction, this plan is going to create more inflation. Because as the government, most people don't understand inflation. They don't understand what happens is when there becomes more bills, more currency in the market, okay, than we can afford to produce, it's creating more inflation. And so this bill here spends more money by the government. That spending by the government makes them print more money. It makes the central banks or the Federal Reserve buy more banknotes, okay? That creates more inflation. So this bill could not be further from the truth. And then look at this. Again, what I told Stephen is that most people don't realize the initials is IRA. Well, we know we're not in the retirement avenue,
right,
that IRA stands for individual retirement
account.
Account.
Or arrangement, some people.
Oh, arrangement, sure. But guess what? This bill, the money is going to come from taxes. And I really tell you, I believe that unless you have a protection plan to protect your money from the government overreach, that they're going to be taking money out of your retirement to pay for this stuff.
Anthony, when you break down the deal, and so if you guys are not familiar, I just think it's an interesting term, Inflation Reduction Act. I don't
sure.
know how you're in reduced inflation, like Anthony is saying, by this act, but it sounds good.
Always sounds good.
Right? Because it says, as of August 12th, the Inflation Reduction Act, which we'll now refer to as IRA,
mm-hmm.
even though it's not an IRA, it passed the U.S. House by a vote of 220 to 207. So apparently somebody on the 207 saw what it really is entailing, Anthony. It seems to have your sort of idea and, you know, concept and understanding. Was signed, and President Biden was expected to sign it into law. So it first passed by the U.S. Senate on August 7th. It's a $740 billion budget reconciliation package, which includes policies on Medicare, drug pricing, Affordable Care Act subsidies. So I just thought it was really about Medicare, but it's not.
No.
Energy, climate, and that wonderful world called taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Then they just hire 87,000 new IRAs.
Of course.
Okay. So this update provides high-level details on the notable health care-related provisions in the IRA. It's a lot to unpack, Anthony, on this
Well,
bill.
that's part of that. That part of this deal is the IRS.
Mm.
That's okay. funding for the IRS. So that's where the taxes come into play. That's funding for 87,000 more agents for the IRS. So this bill here, you know, this is like one of those omnibus bills
that have
so much compacted into, you don't know what's what.
And they're celebrating this, obviously, and it's saying it's allowing Medicare to negotiate drug prices. So with the goal of improving affordability for high-priced drugs in Medicare Parts B and D, the IRA is what they actually said in the directs the Department of Health and Human Services to establish a drug price negotiation program for certain, that's the key word, folks, high-priced, single-source drugs and biological products. Under this program, the HHS, which is the Department of Health and Human Services, secretary will publish a list of selected drugs that meet minimum certain criteria, then negotiate and renegotiate as needed maximum fair prices with manufacturer of those drugs. Drugs eligible for negotiate include the 50 Part B and the 50 Part D single source drugs with the highest total expenditures during the most recent 12 months. Period. However, negotiations are limited, this is the key, to Part D drugs for 2026 and 2027. Listen to this. Negotiation prices must take effect for 10 eligible drugs in 2026, increasing to 20 drugs in 2029. For 2026, the expenditure period to be reviewed is June 1st of 2022 through May 31st. Didn't we already pass June 21st?
Yeah, do you realize something? Do you really realize what you're reading? Here's the deal is, they're talking about negotiating. This is why I say you got to read through the rhetoric in the government.
Right.
When they say negotiate prices, who do you think is going to benefit here? Those drug companies are going to benefit because here's why. What does the government say? Let me give you the ABCs of what the government is saying. They're going to say, let's say a drug is $500 today. Mm-hmm. Per drug.
Right.
What the government's going to do, they're going to subsidize a price negotiate. They're going to go negotiate with that drug company to say, listen, instead of $500, let's say it's $250.
Right.
We'll
and the
give.
Drug might only cost $5, by the way.
So. What? Yeah. But I'm just going to say it's still going to benefit the drug company, right? Because guess what? All the government's going to do is say, listen, if you take your price down to this amount, let's sit down and figure it out. We'll pay the rest. So we'll make the drug seem cheaper so that the people will feel like, hey, we just negotiated a great deal with the drug company. But all they did was subsidize. It's like ACA right now. Mm-hmm. What is the ACA? It's still $700 a month for a decent health plan.
Right.
But what happens is if you're low income, the government subsidizing 90% of that price.
And guess where that subsidy is going to? The insurance company.
The insurance. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
It's
not like you're seeing this big tax subsidy. Hooray.
Well, the problem somebody's getting paid.
Somebody's still going to get paid.
Yes.
So the companies just said, first they argue with it and they're like, no, we don't want to do this. Oh, there's still profit.
Yeah, bruh, you're still paying.
Right.
See, this is the thing with government deception, is that you're still paying no matter which way you go. They're going to take it out of your paycheck. This is the problem with income tax. All these taxes we pay. Every time you go to the gas station, you pay a tax. Every time you buy something new, you pay a tax. These taxes is what's subsidizing these plans. The money doesn't come from the air. Mm-hmm. You know, my mother told me one time, oh, America's rich. Yeah, America's rich with the backs of people who are working every day, the working class people that pay for this stuff.
That's right.
These trillions don't come from the air. They come from the backs of hardworking people.
Anthony's really passionate, as you guys can see. We were asked at a meeting we had. We had a really good time with the folks down here in the Carolinas with WRHI, and they were very gracious and allowed us to come out and have all access. But the guy was saying, so which one of you is coffee and which one of you is cash flow? Well, I'm cash flow, apparently.
That's cash flow. And I'm coffee. I bring the heat.
He's stirring the pot up, y'all. And he likes his coffee black.
Exactly.
So, Anthony, I looked at some of the summaries, and we're not going to go through all this. It's just it would take three shows to do. But they're saying that they're redesigning the Medicare Part D program to include capping annual out-of-pocket costs for beneficiaries. So the IRA significantly reforms the Medicare Part D benefit design, including capping maximum out-of-pocket costs at $2,000 annually with a copay smoothing component, and capping annual premium growth at 6% and expanding eligibility in the low-income subsidy program, LIS program.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at some of the beneficiary costs, I'm not going to go over all this. Beginning in 2024, beneficiaries will be responsible for $0 in the catastrophic benefit phase. There are no changes to the initial coverage phase. And then beginning in 2025, the coverage gap phase will be eliminated and a new $2,000 OOP, out-of-pocket maximum, out-of-pocket premium cap will be applicable with the option to spread OOP payments out over the course of the year. The initial coverage phase remains unchanged. A lot of information. Last thing I want to tap into before we go to our new adventures of Dr. Lewis and Carter, voyages in healthcare, which is right apropos, right, for what we're talking about, Anthony, is that there is a, looks like a premium stabilization. We kind of talked about that. But it says the expanded LSI eligibility is going to expand eligibility for Part D from 135% of the federal poverty level to
150%. Yeah.
And that's sort of what they try to do with the ACA.
ACA. Yeah, right. Exactly.
Here's what I did like that I heard, but again, it's coming from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
The capping on insulin cost sharing in Medicare. You see that, Anthony, from 2023 through 2025, the bill caps beneficiary cost sharing at $35 a month for Medicare Part D or Medicare Advantage prescription drug plans covered insulin products. So in 2026 and beyond, it caps cost sharing at the lesser of $35 or 25% of
They're just expanding Trump's program because he had these low-cost insulin programs.
And again, that's where my virtual doc, you know, if you're a member, you can get insulin for $19.88,
oh,
right?
Wow.
So think about that per vial. So no one's going to necessarily have it cheaper than that. We'll see what the government talks about. Not going to go into all these other things, Anthony, because it's just a lot to uncap with the government. But there's even expanded reoccurring vaccine coverage in Medicare Part D. There's extended delay of the Medicare Part D rebate rule. There's extending enhanced ACA subsidies through 2025. So we'll see what that means, Anthony, going forward. But let's go to our latest segment that before we go to commercial break, we call this, and this is something you guys can stay tuned for a lot of their webinars. They typically have them, I think it's like either Monday or Tuesday night they do these webinars, but Health Revival Partners and the Adventures of Dr. Tom Lewis, who is an immunologist and virologist. This is about Lewis. These are some really, really high-end guys. Dr. Lewis is an MIT, Harvard-trained immunologist. So they know their stuff. And Dr. Michael Carter is a functional medicine doctor with a background in anesthesia. And he was on our show, if you guys remember. Dr.
That's
Carter
right.
was on our show. And a several award-winning doctor in his industry. Dr. Lewis actually wrote the book about the cure for Alzheimer's. Everything starts, you know, they'll tell you, you got to get rid of the mucus and you got to get rid of some other things. I'm not a doctor, so I'm not going to give those advice. But these are the guys that you should definitely listen to. So we call it, like I said, we call the segment The Adventures or Healthcare Adventures of Dr. Lewis and Carter. So here's a little bit about them before we go to commercial.
Hi, folks. My name is Dr. Tom Lewis, and I want to thank Steve Crawford and the Coffee and Cash Flow Group for allowing us to tell you a little bit about what we do in the health arena. And of course, wealth without health is relatively meaningless. And I'd like to introduce my partner, Dr. Michael Carter.
Hello, guys. Pleasure to be here. I'm the Chief Medical Officer of Health Revival Partners. And basically, we really bring, you know, health at a level where everyone can understand what the root causes of their diseases are and show you how to walk through that process of reversing them.
Right. Thank you, Dr. Carter. And what we're doing with Coffee and Cash Flow is we're inviting you to our weekly webinars. And our webinar on Tuesday coming up is with Carolyn Dean. It is at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we will provide, if you go to healthrevivalpartners.com, our blog gives the link to it, but Steve will also provide the link to folks that are interested. Carolyn Dean is an MD, a naturopath, and has written 35 books and 100 Kindle books. And she is really known as the queen of magnesium. Dr. Carter, tell us a little bit about magnesium.
So magnesium is important in over 800 reactions in the body
Coffee and Cash Flow, folks. I hope you join us on Tuesday evening, 8 p.m. Eastern. It's a Zoom meeting, and Steve Crawford will give you the information. Otherwise, go to healthrevivalpartners.com. Go to our blog, and it will be announced through there with a link to join us through a Zoom link. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you, guys.
That is the adventures of Dr. Lewis and Carter, as we say. Go with them on the journey of discovering better health, getting some better answers, folks, and not just the mundane practices that we kind of see, Anthony. We want to be able to get to the root cause of a lot of these issues. And these guys are brilliant, and they are here to support the show, Coffee and Cash Flow. We want to definitely thank them for being a part of our new journey and what we're doing together. Anthony, we're going to take a quick commercial break because our show is just flying by, man.
Yes, it is.
But you're listening to Coffee and Cash Flow, the number one financial edutainment show in the country. Also, if you want to get in on the fun like Dr. Carter and Lewis are doing and all these other great advertisers and sponsors, it is 1-800-306-5086, 1-800-306-5086. Coffee and Cash Flow. We'll be right back.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here is a great idea. Donate your car now and help local veterans in your area. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program, and within a few days we will come and remove your car for free. You can donate any car, in any condition. We'll use our vast network to sell it. The proceeds raised goes to help local veterans and their families, and you get a tax deduction. And all you need to do is make this free call. Clean your yard up, get rid of an old car, and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
We're back.
We are back.
The new journey, Anthony. I think I may take that trip with Dr. Lewis and Carter as we discover better health and a better way to take care of ourselves. I think that's the key. There's a lot of practices and medicine disciplines that don't get the publicity or the promotion like your traditional doctors. There's nothing against traditional doctors. I'm just saying that there are certain things that I like getting to the root cause,
yeah.
Right? Because if I'm already sick, all you're doing is just giving me the regular answers, right? This is out of the book. Just do this. And you obviously, you know some of these things.
Trust me, I am feeling 1,000 times better listening to somebody besides my regular doctor. Right. So that's known.
That is a key. And so remember, folks, it's called practicing medicine.
That's right. My mother said that the other day.
Did she? smart lady, Miss Skinner. So, Anthony, I want to go into the Mocha Minute. And yes, guys, I still don't have the sound effects. So we just go to beep, 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 beep. And it's longer than a minute, trust me, exactly. When we do these conversations. I just thought it was catchy.
Exactly.
Right? So the Mocha Minute. Anthony, the steep cost of bringing up a baby.
Oh, boy.
The cost of raising a child has shot up dramatically thanks to inflation.
Mm-hmm.
Analysts say it will cost a married middle-income couple an average of $18,271 a year to raise a child born in 2015, adding up to $310,605 by the time that kid turned 17.
Mm-hmm.
The booking institution estimates the total is up more than 9% in just 2 years. Perhaps an unsurprising development for parents shelling out more than ever for everything from milk and cereal, gas, toys, child care, and back to school closing. I wonder why inflation is so high, Anthony. I'm just kind of curious. And why everything is so high still. Anyway, economists say inflation has made child rearing especially tough for black families who experience more price volatility, price changes that make budgeting difficult than other households. Interesting. That's what they say. Anyway, let's see what they're saying here. Another meme stock ends in tears. What is this about? Bed Bath & Beyond's journey from beleaguered retailer to meme stock has reached a somewhat fitting conclusion. Ryan Cohan, the activist investor who helped push its market value to stratospheric levels this week, confirmed he has now sold off his firm's entire stake in the company. Wow. Causing the share price to plummet. I'm going to say something about this one real quickly. This one might be a part of the whole boiling point.
Yes. Manipulation.
Market manipulation.
Yes.
Bed Bath & Beyond stock has roared past $30 on Wednesday and closed at $11.03 per share because of this one dude.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, I got a lot I want to say about that, but I'm not. Not yet. Not yet. The
right.
homeware chain stock skyrocketed earlier this week after Cohen, who acquired 10% of the company's stock in March, disclosed his purchase of call options, which provide investors with an option to purchase shares at a specific price by a stated date. That's what they call an option. You can call it on a certain date. Putting, what are the other ones? They call it putting something. I always forget. Cohen is a founder of Chewy.com and the chairman of another, this is what they're calling controversial, meme stock, GameStop. Oh, he owns that one too?
Yeah.
Bed Bath & Beyond fired its CEO, Mark Triton, early this year. I guess his Triton wasn't working like Aquaman, so Anthony. amid slumping sales and significant backlash to store redesigns, a 20-year-old USC student, listen to this, scooped up $110 million in profit by selling his stake in Bed Bath & Beyond at exactly the right time. The Financial Times reports that mathematics and economic majors purchased his stock at $5.50 per share and sold them for over $27 each. Well, how did he get the money to buy all his stock? Is what I'm trying to figure.
Exactly.
Yeah, it sounds like somebody might have known something. Anyway, Anthony, before we go to...
You see, he's going to USC. That's not a cheap school to go to now.
No. And it depends on which USC, because in the South, we have University of Southern South Carolina, and then in California.
That's California.
U.S. Yeah, University of Southern California.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Anthony, I thought this one was interesting. A hotel built for bugs. If we don't have more things to do with our money. I thought we just loved our pets.
Yeah, no, people love everything.
So, listen to this, Anthony. Bees and other bugs, this is almost a what's in your cup, are checking into their hotel rooms. Amid the insect population's rapid decline in recent years, countries such as Switzerland and Belgium have invested in green roof technology to protect biodiversity and bugs, which make up 80% of all organisms on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to be here when the nuclear everything goes away. They're going to still be bugs. There's still going to be a roach somewhere, right? So, and this was according to the Wall Street Journal reports. In these hotels, insects lay eggs inside apartments and bring pollen and flowers to their offsprings. The idea has had sweet benefits for one Brussels hotel. Its beehives have produced about 90 pounds of honey this year. Interesting how much honey can be made if you spread a little bit of love. Anthony, there's also some love or whatever you want to call it happening in the world, according to what I just read. Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Oh, yeah.
Has made enough money. I'm sorry. He's plans to step down in December after half a century in government. The nation's declared preeminent infection disease expert who achieved unprecedented fame while enduring withering. This is according to this article. There are kind of political attacks as the face of the coronavirus pandemic response on the two presidents plans to step down in December after more than a half century of public service.
Yep. See ya.
He's 81 years old, and his tenure, it looks here, I'm just looking at some of the things he's done with AIDS, the Ebola, Zika, coronavirus. It says here the National Institute of Health. And doing it is grew from a little-known institute with a $350 million annual budget to a globally recognized powerhouse with a budget exceeding $6
billion. Wow.
Show me the money.
I'm telling you.
So Mr. Fauci is retiring in December.
We had talked about this a couple of weeks ago when we talked about his retirement.
Right.
check. His retirement check's going to be greater than just about anybody even working today. It's going to be the highest governmental retirement check.
That's right.
Check.
We did talk about
yes.
that.
So. Oh, yeah.
And that's not even to mention
any other royalties.
Oh, any other royalties or ownership.
And you know he's going to write a book.
Right.
And you know they're going to still have him on TV.
And the patents that he possibly could have connections
that's right.
to. So there's a lot of.
Creating viruses. You know. Yeah.
Okay. We did. So we know that that laboratory was funded. We do have. It's been proven that that was funded. So
oh yes.
Somehow it got out of there though, and you, but it wasn't me that did it. So I guess we'll just move on
exactly.
from that one. But folks, you're listening to Coffee and Cash Flow again. 1-800-306-5086. 1-800-306-5086. We're going to take another commercial break and come back with your retirement coffee break and more coffee, please, with Anthony. And then we'll come back possibly with some other stuff if we've got time. The boiling point I definitely want to come back to. Just a couple of things on my mind today,
sure.
Anthony. It's just people are just annoying. But anyway, you know, but there are some beautiful people out here doing some great things. So, but we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer. And again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-430-7923. 800-430-7923. 800-430-7923. That's 800-430-7923.
And we're back.
We are back.
Fauci's out of here, Anthony.
That's right.
He's going to make it out in 2020. Surprised he didn't stay until the official EUA went away in December of 2023, where it was not considered still an experimental drug. He didn't stay for that. Huh? So that's he's gone away. All right. Well, don't let the doorknob hit you. in any event, this, the views shared by Stephen and Anthony are not necessarily the views shared by the audiences or the radio stations that play our show. So we want to put that out there. But most of us think this way. Anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Anthony, we want to go right into your retirement, your coffee break. And this is sponsored by Fig Wealth Partners. Fig Wealth Partners. That's FIG Wealth Partners. Learn about tangible assets, having, you know, the access to own tangible coins, Anthony, as inflation is going up. So are those daggone coins in
yep.
value, right? So they are a beautiful hedge against inflation. And learn about how to be able to coordinate your retirement and make sure you can also, you know, put a retirement plan in place that does not have to be ERISA compliant per se. You can do something for you and your key employees, Anthony, and you can call us. We'll show you how to do that. 1-800-306-5086. Or if you're here local in the local area, or you can call because the phones no longer charge you to call different area codes, do they, Anthony? I think
exactly.
Everything is basically a local call. So that's 980-216-8487. That is 980, I'm sorry, 216-8487. But, Anthony, I want to go right into your retirement, your coffee break, a little bit with Stephen and Anthony. Now, I want to talk about life insurance in particular. And a lot of people may not be as, you know, don't maybe know a lot about life insurance and sort of how whole life dividends declared and how does it IUL compare. And if you're not familiar with the term IUL, it's Index Universal Life. And so what I've seen is a guy I kind of follow, he has these newsletters, and he's an attorney, but he talks about the debate that's in the industry today. There is a side, even in the industry of life insurance, there's a side. I think it's ridiculous, to be honest with you, where people draw a line in the sand, Anthony, and you've got these only whole life guys or you got these only IUL guys. Yep. And I've always said it's all about the client. What makes the most sense for the client?
Yes.
So just to give you guys a simple understanding, a whole life also, both are considered permanent insurance policies, but a whole life typically is dividend only driven.
Mm-hmm.
So an IUL, an index universal life, typically mirrors the index like the S&P, or you have some other ones that will do things with the Merrill Lynch, the Bank of America. And we have access to all of these, by the way. And so depending on your flavor, the IUL tends to be able to give you a little bit more insurance because it's a cheaper in terms of the coverage of the insurance typically to be cheaper. There's a way you structure it. And so, but Anthony, whole life is park it sort of deal. You get with the right kind of company. The guaranteed return is typically 4% on a dividend. So think about that. And if there's anything else extra that the company has declared, then you might see something at 5% or 6%. And that also depends on the cost of insurance, right? Especially early on. But you can also, you know, you can sort of create these things where you can even do a high, what they call high early cash value.
Right.
Where it creates more cash value up front. So the concept of being your own banker has come from the whole life space, but has now sort of trickled over into the IULs because the IULs has an upside. It might have a minimum guarantee of, let's say, 2%, Anthony. But the upside could be, depending on your participation, could be, I've seen someone make 20-something percent in an IUL. And it's not a variable. So variables you could lose money in a variable universal life. I'm not a huge fan of variable universal life products because the cost of it is also expensive to get guarantees.
Mm-hmm.
IULs don't have those same levels of cost, but it has an upside where the return could be higher than whole life. Whole life, tried and true. So I wanted to show you something, though, in terms of declared dividend rates for whole life and IULs from some of the major carriers. This is more for the whole life as far as their dividends. The highest declared rate dividend as of 2022. This is, so when you have a mutual company, let me just explain that real quick, Anthony. Mutual company, not mutual fund. Mutual companies mean you actually are an owner of the insurance company. It's not like a mutual fund. So whatever profits or net profits are then returned to the policyholders. Does that make sense?
Yep.
It's unlike a stock company. Some of the bigger stock companies, you might be Allstate and some of these other ones. It's a little bit different. They have to pay the shareholders first, then they pay the policyholders. Nothing against Allstate, but I'm just telling you the difference. But the number one declared rate, which is that 4%, but a couple of extra percentage points, was Mass Mutual. Mass Mutual had a dividend of, in 2022, Anthony, at 6%.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty high.
That's pretty
high. We actually work with one of MassMutual, is one of our carriers that we also are able to offer. So we always choose the best of both worlds. Penn Mutual was second at 5.75%. Guardian, which has a really unique product that we can talk about, Anthony, that has a sort of a whole life index universal life, but it's an index whole life that sort of gives you a little bit of more of an upside in dividend. We'll talk about that for folks who are interested. But their dividend was 5.65%. And then Northwestern Mutual, which is a company I started with in July of 2000, Anthony, had a declared rate of 5%, right? But let me show you something about the IUL, which is, now here's a 15-year historical return for whole life policies. Listen to this. Mass Mutual's was 7.24%.
Wow.
Guardian, 6.65%, which is still really good. And then Penn Mutual, 6.26%, and Northwestern, 6.51%. So, but here is the actual return for the 15-year historical return on an IUL, but based on an S&P 500 base cap, 9.31%.
Mm.
So remember these people, there are people out here that say, oh, the IULs won't make any money. You're not going to make any money. You might get zero. That's not true. So that's why you have to work with people like Anthony and myself who actually know the insides and can give you the best. And we have that best IUL company, by the way, that have no fees in some of their actual in their indexes. So there's only cost of insurance fee, which actually reduces the longer you have a policy. So that's something to keep in mind. Anthony, I'm going to end this. by making sure that everybody who gets a special offer, we're going to actually reduce the offer because we realize that the average retirement accounts only have 200-something thousand in them. So if I'm keep telling people half a million, you're not going to ever call us, right?
Yes.
So we got a special offer for the first 10 callers that have a 250,000 or more saved for your retirement. I personally, Stephen Crawford, will personally run an income gap analysis report and show you how your life savings can create a dependable and sustainable income in your retirement. Anthony and I will also help do this together for you guys. And on top of that, for the first 10 callers, we're going to give away that great movie, Anthony, The Baby Boomer Dilemma, complimentary on behalf of Stephen and Anthony and Coffee and Cash Flow. And lastly, as I said earlier, if you're a business owner and would like to establish a retirement account for you and your key employees that you don't have to have $250,000, we can start with a monthly retirement plan as low as $100 an employee. Give us a call, 980-216-8487 or 1-800-306-5086. Anthony, more coffee, please, with Anthony.
Yes, sir. Well, you know, it's funny because we were talking about this IRA plan here.
So I'm
going to kind of continue kind of on the vein of that.
Right.
You know, because, again, people don't understand where this money is coming from. And so when people don't understand where the money coming from, it's easy for them to feel like, oh, if it's benefiting me, I don't care where it's coming from. Mm-hmm. The thing is, though, it's coming from somewhere. So let me talk about something here. Which is a positive thing. Again, all of these things that these governments put in place, it does help. And so don't get me wrong. I'm not against programs that help people. I'm against government overreach and government overspending. Which is what they do all the time. Politicians mainly do it to get votes, not necessarily to help the general public. Mm-hmm. So here I'm just reading an article. It was in CNBC. And it's talking about retirees on Social Security could see a monthly benefit rise of an average of $159 in 2023. Sounds really, really good. So, again, but you got to think, where's this money coming from? Because at some point in time, Social Security is not going to have enough money. We keep adjusting for inflation. If inflation keeps going up, the cost of living is going benefit or the COLA mm-hmm. is going to increase. So, but that means the money's coming from somewhere. So, again, this sounds good. So in 2023, you could see an increase in your Social Security benefit. The problem is, though, and just like last year, what they did was they adjusted the Part B premiums from your Social Security. So instead you were paying $148 and change, that grew to $170 mm-hmm. this year. So, again, the government makes these adjustments. They give you some, take some. It's the funniest thing how this works. So you really have to understand. So it says here, high inflation points to a possible 9.6 Social Security cost of living adjustment, which, again, is great, according to a new estimate based on data released Wednesday. There are still a couple of months to go before the Social Security Administration announces just how much to expect. But again, just like everything else, you know, you basically going to get this money, but they're going to find a way to get it back. And 90% of that is through healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
What's good about these things, and again, it may sound like I'm a little bit confused about what's positive and what's negative about this stuff, because I always look, whenever government spends money, it's really more about the politics than it is about truly helping the folks. I mean, here's one of the things that you can see with this new IRA plan is that they're going to get, and I think Stephen's going to talk a little bit more probably in his segment, the annual out of pocket. So this is going to get rid of the what we call the donut hole, which is confusing anyways.
Right.
Government always does do these things to confuse you, right? You get into the donut hole. This $2,000 per year maximum out of pocket is going to take you out of the donut hole. So I know a lot of people are going to be very happy about that. But again, the money's got to come from somewhere. So as they increase your Social Security benefits, they're going to increase your Part B cost. So you're not really gaining that much. What you're doing is just exchanging one for the other. So, again, this is something, again, that, and by the way, the 2,000 maximum out of pocket, which we call the MOOP, won't take effect until 2025.
Right.
So you do have a couple of years.
So you're going to be in that donut hole for a couple of years.
You're going to be in the donut hole
unless
for a couple of years.
Go check out InstaShow.info and look at My Virtual Docs Pharmacy Program.
That's it.
That's got this medication.
That is really it. So you've got to learn to do some alternative things. Those of you that are not fully retired yet, don't put your hands in the hands of the government. Mm. The government always tries to spend your money the way they feel it needs to be spent. And that's all they come up. They come up with these programs that sound good. It sound good maybe if you qualify. Again, raising the benefits to 150% sounds good because it includes more people. But the problem is it's more cost. And if you're a hardworking person like we are, you want to have more money in retirement so that you can make choices for yourself. Not have the government make those choices for you. So the government wants to make every single choice. They can tell you what medications you can take. That's what these negotiations are.
Right.
It's more about not necessarily. Your doctor might say you need this premium prescription, and your Medicare or your benefit, your drug benefit says, oh, you can't have it because it's a class one or a class tier one or tier two drug. And so it's a government telling you what you can buy and what you can't buy. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, folks, is once you start going on that rabbit hole, it gets worse and worse.
Well, it gets worse and worse. Listen, that is More Coffee, Please with Anthony. And that is sponsored by InstaShore.info for all of your healthcare needs. We've got a new sponsor coming soon. We're waiting on you.
Yes.
So he's coming. But folks, we're going to take our last commercial break because this show is just flying by.
Yes, time flies fast.
But you're listening to Coffee and Cash Flow. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Getting instant access to healthcare shouldn't be dependent on the time of day. Just because office hours are over doesn't mean you should be unable to reach a medical professional. Well, now you can get healthcare wherever, whenever, with My Virtual Docs. With unlimited virtual consultations for primary care, urgent care, and mental health needs, My Virtual Docs is affordable healthcare on your schedule. Plus, My Virtual Docs offers a free pharmacy program with their bundles. You get the medications you need when you need them. And because My Virtual Docs is invested in your health 24/7, they even offer a free wellness app called Burn that actually pays you to work out. So you literally earn while you burn. Get the care you and your family need 24/7 for less with My Virtual Docs. Online at myvirtualdocs.com.
And we're back.
We're back.
Anthony, we're back, and I'm just going to get to something. I'm not going to go that hard today because I'm supposed to be cash flow, but, you know, I got a little coffee
in your system.
Anthony, and I go back to the article that we read earlier in regards to the Bed Bath & Beyond and the gentleman that moved his stock and that caused the stock to crash.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, my boiling point today is following the leader, is that always in your best interest, right? Because if that leader is walking off a cliff, are you going to follow behind him? And what I use that, I'm using this analogy to say, a lot of you are taking your retirement savings that is in a stock like these different ones like Bed Bath & Beyond, and you've got your life savings, whether it's a stock, whether you got it in cryptocurrency, you have it all in a place that is not going to keep you secure when you go to retirement. We're not saying you shouldn't invest in these things, but know my philosophy, Anthony. You invest what you can risk.
That's right.
You insure what you cannot. I talked a little bit about life insurance. Anthony, do you realize that you can overfund life insurance policies, whether you do the whole life or the IUL, and it comes out tax-free?
Yeah.
There's no 10% penalty.
And then when you die, it comes out tax-free to your beneficiaries.
Insurance is the foundation. Let you guys know a little secret. It's one of the wealthiest things a lot of folks got. Hundreds of years ago, they got insurance.
Yeah.
And so I'm not going to go too deep today. But, Anthony, insurance, life insurance with cash. Why do you think these people tell you buy term, invest the difference? Because they know that you're eventually going to lapse the term policy because or you're going to outlive it. And then you're going to invest in the market and put all your hopes in emotions.
Yep.
Anthony, that guy caused the stock to fall by simply him moving it.
Yeah.
Do you want your life savings, your retirement, your whole security to be banked on the emotions of Wall Street?
Yeah. Oh, and I actually have one man or one person.
They can tweet something out.
That's
it. And all of a sudden, the income that you were used to getting, that you were relying on, has fallen because somebody tweeted something out.
Yes, yes.
That doesn't happen in insurance, folks.
That's right.
And I'm not telling you to put all your money, but I'm saying you must insure a great portion of your nest egg. Depending on your situation, you have to insure it. Mm-hmm. And we can only beat this
to
you.
I think people really misunderstand what we talk about.
Right.
When we talk about these things, there is insurance for your retirement.
There is.
You know, and again, when you, most people think about insurance, they just think about death. They just think about, you know, when I die. But can you believe that there are products out there that ensure that you have a guaranteed income when you retire, that your money is there, not able to lose money and able to gain, and you're able to benefit from that? I think that's what people misunderstand about when we talk about that.
And that's a good point that you make, Anthony, because remember when I made the comparison, I talked about the whole life having a 6% return.
Yes.
Do you guys know that's a great return?
That's a great return.
And the IUL over had a, it was like 7-point-something% over 15 years on a whole life. The IUL was 9.31%.
Wow. That's on
with
boy,
no
that's
risk.
Ridiculous.
With no risk, and your money can't go backwards. And you can borrow from it, replace it, not pay taxes. Folks, life insurance, we have the best companies that we represent.
Correct.
Right? These are A-plus rated companies or better. So what we're telling you is do not rely on Washington and Wall Street for your wealth protection.
That's right. That's right. And protect your family. I mean, you know, this is the key. I see it all the time. People die. They leave nothing. What protection have they left for their spouses, for their kids? Now they have to struggle. Look, let me tell you something. We talk about black families being disproportionately affected by some of these things. You've heard that. We just talked about something there earlier. But here's the key is, I believe it's a lack of knowledge that creates these disparities more than anything else. And a lack of wanting to learn more about these things. Let's learn more about our retirement and more about how to ensure our family is protected.
I think Anthony just summed it up best, folks. So there's a lot in things that we could talk about. I'm going to give you guys a little bit of a humor today, and this is going to take it. I know this is not that time of the season just yet, but I'm going to go into what's in your cup, Anthony, as we kind of take this home.
Sure.
But before, guys, again, boiling point, we're just telling you to protect yourself, and we can help you. If you hear us, we're licensed, right? We can help you. 1-800-306-5086, 1-800-306-5086, or locally you can call us 980-216-8487, 980-216-8487. And I said it slow. I said it twice so you can get the number because I know people say, he might have said it too fast. No, I repeated myself, right, Anthony? But I'm going to do a quick what's in your cup. But this one is sort of more of a local sort of situation that has been going on for years in terms of rivalry. So, a UNC, this is University of North Carolina, a Duke, an NC State fan are climbing a mountain and arguing about who loves his team more.
Mm.
The State fan insists he is the most loyal. He says, "This is for the Wolfpack!" He yells and jumps off the side of the mountain. Not to be outdone, Anthony, the UNC fan is next to profess his love for his team. He yells, "This is for the Tar Heels." and pushes the Duke fan off the mountain. Folks, a little bit of what's in your cup was to the Wolfpack and the Duke fans and Carolina fan that got it. You got to push them off the mountain. So, Anthony, what's in your cup?
I am telling you.
Right. So it goes out to them. Anthony, any final words as we get ready to get out of here?
I just say, you know what? Just always be careful. This is a political season. You know, politics is easy to hide the real intentions. You have to really sit down and just learn who you're supporting. And let's make these politicians accountable.
Absolutely. And I have a quote. I think this is from Gary Kasparov. He says, the point of modern propaganda isn't only to misinform or push an agenda. It is to exhaust your critical thinking to annihilate the truth.
Wow.
This is Coffee and Cash Flow. We'll see you next week.
See ya.